I'm Marian McPartland. My guest on Piano Jazz is Arturo Sandoval, the renowned jazz trumpet virtuoso, who today will be showcasing his prowess as a pianist. This is indeed a surprising and exciting revelation for all us lovers of jazz piano. And how are you, Arturo?
I'm so happy, and I'm very, very happy to be, you know, in your beautiful program. People, you know, love to hear your program.
When did you decide that you'd want to make a piano album?
Oh, my goodness. That was a long time ago, you know, when I really... I was reading a book, of a jazz history book, when Miles Davis came to Dizzy Gillespie asking for a lesson, you know, for advice. And then Dizzy said, okay, let's move to the piano and work. And Miles said, the piano? I don't play any piano. And Dizzy said, uh-oh. You should go and play some piano and learn some piano and then come back and we're going to be able to understand each other. Well, when I read that, I said, uh-oh, it's good for everyone, you know. And then I start to try to get into the piano.
Well, and then I love the title of your record, Passion for the Piano.
My passion for the piano.
Because you certainly have that.
You know, the only thing I can tell you is from the bottom of my heart, I have my best time is when I sit in front of the piano. Also, I'm going to tell you something. The piano, I also believe, saved my marriage because I'm married for 28 years. And every time we're going to have a kind of argued discussion with my wife and me, like everybody else, you know, I said, honey, please give me 5 minutes and I'll be back. And then I go there. I play something. I play a couple of chords. Play for 5 minutes. And then I come back and say, yes, honey, you're right, whatever you say.
See, music is a great force for good things. In fact, I would really love to hear you play something from your recording. Will you do one of your tunes?
Sure.
What's it going to be?
This is an original composition which I wrote for this record specifically, entitled Sureña.
Wonderful. Beautiful piece, and
thank you very much.
Certainly spells out the title because it is very romantic. But also, I mean, you certainly do have a wonderful technical ability, and you sort of work that in with the very poignant and romantic feeling of the tune.
I try to keep in my mind like a melody is going on, you know, another melody, over the original one, yeah. You know. To create another one, and those kind of thing, I look those tunes like a thin and variation, you know.
Yeah.
And that kind of things, the concept we came from the classical music, of course.
It's beautiful. Yeah. You know, I was so interested in something you said earlier, that you might be having an argument with your wife, and you say, wait a minute, honey. I love this. And you go away and sit at the piano.
You know what?
And you play
something. It's very true.
But isn't that a really great idea for everybody, even if they don't play piano? Just go away and say, wait a minute, honey. I'll be back in a minute.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
That's terrific.
To refresh, you know, don't speak when you are in the moment of the heat of the moment.
That's really good advice for all of us.
Yeah,
my goodness.
But in general, at the piano, I'm going to tell you something from the bottom of my heart, not only in that situation. When I feel like any human being, when I feel a little down, a little depressed or whatever, the piano also take me out of those things, you know. I go to the piano when I got a problem or somebody's sick in the family or any kind of problem, I go to the piano and I play there for a while and play and play. And I feel the piano help me, you know, to I don't know how to explain exactly, but I hope you understand what I'm trying to say, to put my soul in peace together with my mind, you know.
You know, it's really, the piano is really good for just about everything.
It's
if you feel happier, if you, as you say, if you're depressed,
if you feel sad or happy,
you can feel better after you play.
Especially if you are in love.
Oh, well, now that's, yeah. that's a whole other thing. Now we don't have time to talk about that. Boy, you know what we should do? We should get into some blues. You had a really terrific swinging blues on your record. Do you think we could maybe try to play that together?
Of course, yes.
I think I can play the blues.
Of course.
tell me about this blues. It sounded like you had the changes sort of upside down.
No, it's very simple. It's, you know, it's like a kind of like bitonal, you know. It's kind of two different keys. I play my left hand in F, but the melody on top is in G, in the key of G. As well,
all right, so G. You started out, and I'll fall in there somewhere.
One, two, three. There's so many blues that have been recorded and played all over the years, and then I say, okay, let's try to make it, a little bit different, a little bit.
Well, you did. You made it very different. And the thing I liked about it on the record, the thing is really swings. I mean, it has to swing because jazz swings.
Yeah. I'm so happy with those, the guys I had the privilege to
play. Is that your regular band?
It is. It is. It's my guy from Miami, Dennis Mars on bass, and Ernie Simpson on drums. And they're very, very fine musicians. It's a pleasure to play with them.
You know, you've won a whole lot of Grammys. You haven't won any yet for piano playing, or have you?
No, the record just came out.
Up. But
the record just came out, and you know that record we did, we recorded in my house actually, in one afternoon. It's not overdubbed, it's not repeated anything. It's just like one afternoon we play like a jam. We get together, and they put a tape on there, say, okay, let's play.
Well, you know, if you're in the mood, it's sort of what you call like the magic of the first take.
Yeah,
and you
better take it,
isn't it?
Keep it.
but back to your horn playing, I mean, you've actually been nominated for and won a whole bunch of Grammys, haven't you, for different things?
I don't know how many, but I got four at home. I got four,
and,
four Grammys.
And, I mean, you've done some very unusual things, like having a movie written about your life.
And talking about that, I'm so happy because I have an opportunity to write a score.
The score, for the movie was For Love or Country.
Yes.
Right? That's correct. The score for that.
I wrote the score, and I just won an Emmy for that score.
Well, you just don't stop, do you? Listen, you know, I would like to, just for a change here, maybe we're talking about composing and everything. I've written a couple of little things. Maybe I could play one for you.
Please. I'm all ear.
Okay. This one's called With You in Mind.
To hear the full broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.